Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. We'd like to welcome you in this morning here on this nice, crisp morning here in the corner office at the historic Clay County Courthouse. We're coming to you in live and living color, as we always do here on Thursday morning at 9 o'clock on WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. We'll be here live, as I said a minute ago, and then we'll be rebroadcast tonight at 6 o'clock. Got a couple of guests with me this morning. I've got Doug Young and Ray Norris. Ray, of course, is our outgoing. What is your official title, Ray? The
Executive Director.
The Executive Director of the Clay Chamber, who's been with us for a little over a decade. Hey, how's that for fancy word?
Well, a little under 9.5 years.
No, well, that's getting close to a decade.
At my age? Yeah, sure right.
But we will be back in just a minute to talk about them. We've got some local news, and we've got to check up on something here just while we're off and get a good report on it. And we may have something to announce about the basketball tournament coming up here. So I'm going to let Doug slip out of the room a minute and go see if he can call out the high school a second. We'll be right back in a minute. And we'll have a great show today. We've got the fire going here, and we're nice and cozy. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this next hour with us.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is. A date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm sitting here now. Ray's here with me, but before we get to him, we've got some things to talk about, things that are happening this weekend here at the courthouse. This weekend is the wrap-up of our courthouse Christmas official things that are going on. We're having our annual Christmas play variety show, and This year, we once again we're doing a trial. Santa's been he's been sued by a local young lady here in the amount of about $10 million because he didn't follow through with his promise to bring her her Christmas gift, and she's just been in a deep, deep depression since then. And Santa's been sued, and Judge Trudy is going to decide this. And we've got, I know Rudolph is a testifying for one side. We've got some elves, and of course the mother and the daughter, and classmates of the little girl. So it gets pretty complicated before it's over with. And so we're not sure, you know. Then after we have the play, we always have our annual variety show with Christmas music, and we're not real sure if that's going to be a Christmas memorial. We're afraid if Santa loses this thing, $10 million may put him out of business, and we may not have a Christmas this year. So it'll either be a memorial to Christmas or a celebration of Christmas, and we're hoping it'll be a celebration. And some of the folks that are going to be here, that have committed to be here, of course, the Brimstone Bluegrass Group, Tristan Stafford and her brother Eli Watson, Leah Strong's family, I think there's four or five of them that are going to perform. And so we'll have them. I know we got Joseph Smith in a group that includes maybe his son and some of his friends, Miss Amy Tilson, who does a couple of classical Christmas songs. I think the Salina Baptist Church Choir is slated to be here. Charlie Goad is performing again. We've got a little group over at the high school that call themselves Harmony River that are going to be performing some numbers. And then we've got Emma Ogletree, and the other Ogletrees are going to be performing some songs. So, and we may have some surprise folks. We never know who's going to show up with a guitar or something in their hand. Doug, I think maybe you found out something we'll start with about our basketball tournament coming up here in Christmas.
Been changed to Holidays on the Hardwood over in Cherokee, North Carolina on December the 21st through the 23rd.
So those of us that had reservations there in Gatlinburg going to have to drive across the mountain, looks like.
Several times.
And and that's over at Cherokee, and at, instead of the holiday tournament there in up in the Pittman Center area.
I don't know what happened last year, Thomas. Could be that that Salina was too strong up there last year.
They may request that they not come back.
I think that may have been the situation.
Well, I think they missed out on something because, you know, based on the crowds that we've had falling in at home and on the road this year, a lot of folks are coming out to see this year's boys and girls basketball team. They're very, very exciting to watch. So they may have missed the boat on this one. They might have drawn a few more folks in if they'd have publicized we were coming. But we need to get that news out that it has been moved to Holiday on the Hardwood over at Cherokee, North Carolina. And that's only about a 30-minute Gatlinburg over there. So that won't be too bad for those folks that already committed to stay in Gatlinburg. And Gatlinburg is open officially, I believe, today again, isn't it? Today is the official opening. And is the Dollywood thing, is that tonight on Great American Country, or is it?
I just heard that she was having one.
I'm not sure when that is. A little campaign we might ought to start. If you're a cable provider or your satellite folks don't have Great American Country in the package you've got, this would be a good time to tell them this would be a great show for them to provide for everyone on everyone's cable everywhere, and see if this couldn't be turned into maybe one of the greatest telethons that has ever been put on. So, you know, think about it. Go on Facebook if you want to, and get on Twitter and tell DirecTV and Dish and Xfinity and all those folks that you think this telethon ought to be shown on every TV in the United States. So why don't we get that started today? So you Twitter folks and Facebook folks, get on there and get a ruckus started. All right, now we've got that out of the way. Ray Norris is here with us this morning, and as I said, Ray is winding down a nearly decade-long service here for the Clay Chamber in Clay County. And Ray, tell us about what brought you down here to begin with.
I'll give you the short version. In my career, I worked for Clark Equipment for 33 years, and I was on a business trip This was in early 1990. And let me see, I was flying back, I believe, from Knoxville, had to get a connecting flight in Cincinnati to land in Lexington, Kentucky, because I lived there. Anyway, when I was waiting to catch the flight, I picked up a newspaper that someone left laying in the airport in Cincinnati. And there was an ad for property in the classifieds that was put in there by a local person from here who's deceased, John T. Buford. Anyway, I called him the next day, which was Saturday. He gave me we had a good discussion on the acreage that it had four different parcels, each was 15 acres up on Baptist Ridge. Anyway, he gave me directions on how to get down here. So the next Saturday, he met me here in Salina and showed me the four parcels. The second parcel was the one that I really loved the view, because it's on top of a ridge and I've got 5 acres of bottomland. It's really nice. Anyway, I bought it and built a vacation retirement home. I retired in 2001, March 31st, and within a week I had moved down here, and I've been a resident, full-time resident ever since, and I'm going to be here till the day I die.
Well, I thought for a minute there you were going to say you had those 5 acres, and you looked down upon it and decided that you would clear that off and plant your first crop the next spring.
Well, I've had good gardens,
yeah.
But since 2007, I haven't had any garden, haven't had time for it, because I've been at the chamber.
Yeah, I thought, man, you know, you were a real pioneer, that you were going to clear the land and get your double shovel and your cutting colder plow out and plow it all up and plant that.
No, I have hired a local gentleman who has a track hoe business, and he's cleared a lot of it for me so I could have a yard.
Yeah.
We built it in the woods.
Well, Ray, I know leading up to your work with the chamber, how many years were you here, or how many months, days, or whatever were you here before, you know, you got the privilege of doing that?
Oh, okay. In July, I believe it was July of 2006, of course I was retired here then, Dale Reagan was out campaigning for his first term. So he stopped off at my house, and we sat in the yard for about, I'd say, a good 45 minutes just to get acquainted, and then he asked for my vote. And I said, okay, you're the first guy to ask, so the first guy that stops by, you've got my vote. And that's the connection. He came back. He knew, you know, in our discussion that I had a business background, and he came back in, May or June of 2007, and said that there was an opening at the chamber. It had been dormant, I guess, for a couple of years, and he asked me to apply for it. So I did, and there were other folks that applied for it too, but once they went through their interviews, they selected me. So I've enjoyed it. It's been a challenge. Initially, it was a challenge, but over the past, I'd say, 6 years, we've made significant progress. I think that's, and it's not me. It's taken a lot of volunteers and also the support of the county and city government. So everybody works together here, and that's very helpful. That's what's required for us to improve.
Okay. At this point, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back, and we'll talk about as a lifelong citizen here, that the disarray that was in the clay chamber at that time, and I know we don't want to delve too deeply into that, because we passed that a long time ago, but we'll talk about some of these challenges that you faced and those things. But right now, let's take a little short break and get in a word from the folks that make all this possible, along with, of course, you two guys with the 3-star program in the clay chamber. I know we have our our daily announcements on the radio station that that you guys directly sponsor, and then of course without without the help of the Chamber, the three-star program with the county government here and all those folks that, you know, provide the building here that we're in. I know this is a historic building, but they help maintain this thing, help keep it clean for us, all those type things, and make it possible that we can have a Christmas show and have a radio show and all those things. But I guess we might all take a little break and let some folks get in some commercial messages here.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Right, 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Needs to be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yep.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. We're still here. The room's getting a little bit warmer. The sun's shining outside. This would be a great day to get out and take you a little drive here in the county. And you can ease over into Monroe County if you wanted to, maybe up toward Burksville, then go toward Cookeville and make a circle around and take a look at this beautiful, beautiful place that's been provided for us to live in and to enjoy. And thanks to folks like Mr. Ray Norris over at the Clay Chamber, more of us have an opportunity to earn and learn here at home now. And we were talking earlier, but before we do that, I guess we might ought to talk about the Dairy Queen a second with the birthday cake giveaway, birthday and anniversary cake giveaway today. Looks like we've got about 10 folks on the list. We've got some anniversaries and a bunch of birthdays, and this is made possible by the folks out at the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and they provide one of those great big old birthday cakes, the frozen ice cream, and sometimes you won't eat that entire cake yourself, but you usually have to have a little bit of help. It's such a size that it's just too much for one sitting for one person. But remind you that call the courthouse here, 243-5574, and you'll get an answering machine. And folks are learning the answering machine. A lot of them do repeat the names twice, and some of them even spell the names out now. So we're not missing too many. Occasionally we still miss one, but if you'll leave us a number that we can call you back, we will give you a call back and find out just exactly what the names are, because we hope we get them right, but occasionally we do miss one. But remember, 243-5574 to get your name on the list for the birthday and anniversary cake.
Thomas, I noticed that you and I do a lot of business out at the Dairy Queen. And New Year's is coming on, and I always make a New Year's resolution to start my diet about that time. And about that time, they'll come out with coupons.
Yeah, they know how to hook you. I enjoy the breakfast out there. A lot of folks don't realize that this is one of the very few fast food places where you can go in and a la carte order breakfast. If you want your 3 scrambled eggs and 2 sausages, tell them, and they'll fix it up and bring it out to you. It's not just a number one breakfast, a number two or whatever, and we can't do it no other way, because I know a lot of these folks say they can do it your way, but I know this much out here can, because they do it my way every morning that I go there for breakfast. But right now, Ray, we were talking a minute ago, and I'd like to say that, you know, one of the things that I know that you brought to this office was and hopefully will continue to be is an air of professionalism, and I'd like to personally thank you for that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I don't deserve the credit. When I worked for a living up in with Clark Equipment, all of the managers and executives were World War II vets, and they maintained discipline, and that was the uniform of the day, and it stuck. It still is for me.
Okay, so we mentioned before some of the challenges that you faced. I know for a number of years we had appointees to this position. They would stay in it for a little while. They would realize that it was, in some instances, a much, much bigger, more complicated job than they thought it was. It wasn't just something that you were given control over to do with, and you didn't really have to do a whole lot. You just kind of had a title, and you preside over a meeting maybe once a month or something, and that was about it. But that really wasn't it, was it?
No. But I think a year or two before I arrived on the scene, the current partnership name was included. That was a joint act between the city and the county. They fund the chamber in addition to the memberships that we have. And that has made a huge difference.
So this is the Clay County Chamber. It's not, you know, most Chamber of Commerce are like a city or, but.
Back in, I believe it was 2006 when this was done, the official title is a long one. It's the Salina and Clay County Joint Partnership Chamber of Commerce. That's too large for letters. and you know, it's difficult to say that every time.
To tell us about maybe, I know one of the challenges you faced was we had a gas company that came in and put in a backbone for natural gas here in Clay County, and it turned out to be kind of a haphazard project, didn't it, Ray?
It was, yes. That occurred, the bonds were sold, I believe, in 97 and 98. It was $3.25 million worth of revenue that was generated to build this system. And unfortunately, the gentleman who put the system in did a very poor job of that, and we're still fixing. Every other year, it seems like we have to fix something that's significant. You know, it'll cost us $50,000 or $60,000. So that has been a problem. In addition to that, I believe that gentleman was sentenced to some time in the pokey, but that's all history now. Initially, because of what we just talked about, the way it was started, it was difficult to get customers, because when the gentleman put the lines in, he did it wherever he wanted to, and if the property owners didn't object, we have a main gas line that goes up through Divide Ridge, and that's all woods. As a matter of fact, that's one of the ones we fixed a couple years ago, and it was about $60,000.
Probably land on top of the ground, wouldn't it?
Yes, it was exposed.
Yeah.
And that's not good.
I know the line going into my house, my home, was off of that line. I signed up for it originally and didn't use it for a number of years. But I do remember one spring I was out digging up a flower bed, and he hit the line that was feeding the gas into my house. And, you know, that kind of sends a message, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And as a result of the the problem that was created when it was built, we haven't had a whole lot of customers. The bond prospectus, when they raised the $3.25 million, said as soon as it's put in the system, we'll have customers. Right now, we're around 200.
And, you know, probably, Ray, if it had been built correctly and gas lines had been established in areas of higher concentration of population, you would probably right now have a waiting list of 300 or 400 people for you to get it built.
Very possible.
And with the maintenance work that you have to do to keep the system going, it hadn't enabled you to expand, has it?
No, it has. Not much.
That's what I'm, not a whole lot.
But related to the initial problems, in 2002, I believe it was, I got on the board in February of 2007, but I believe it was 2002, the state declared that Clay Gas was in default of all the bond debt. And that, I wasn't here when that happened, but that that's bad advertising. Very bad advertising. But so what we've done over the past, we've had four different offers spread over about 5 years to the bond holders, and they all knew that their investment was a bust because they read that in the newspaper, and they knew they hadn't been paid any interest or any principal back. So we made... we've made four offers of ridiculously low amounts with total interest forgiveness. And when we started this, it was $3.2 million of bond principal, and I believe it's about $2.5 million of accrued interest. So you're looking at a huge debt, which there's no way in heck we could ever pay it off with this customer base. So we made them ridiculously low offers. And now, instead of $3.2 million of face value of bonds that we still owe, we're down to $220,000.
That's tremendous, isn't it?
Yes.
And, of course, right, I mean, you just, you know, something that a lot of business people, a lot of times, you know, with the bankruptcy, that type thing, that they don't try to honor anything. But, you know, as a credit to our county and our officials and everything, we have never, ever really accepted that default, have we?
No, absolutely not.
We have maintained and tried to do something with it.
Yes.
And as honorable as we could.
Right. And since we have a relatively small customer base, it's difficult to accrue or save much money to be able to expand. But we have done that several times to certain areas where there were a number of customers that made it financially feasible on the line because it would generate enough income.
Okay, now with that, we'll shut that door. How's that?
That sounds fun.
And we'll take a little break, and we'll come back, and we're going to talk about some of the great successes that the county has enjoyed here the past few years. But with that, right now, we'll take a little short break and once again get in a few words from our sponsors.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test. because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're still here, and I guess this would be a good time before we get back into the seriousness of today's show. But now, this may be the most serious business we have, guys. When you give away a birthday and anniversary cake about the Dairy Queen, that's pretty serious business. And,
that's big money.
So our list of names today, we have, within the past week, we'd like to wish a happy birthday this past week to Junior Brannon. Then we have a couple who celebrated a wedding anniversary, and I think they actually called in a week before last, but it was during this week period time, so we got them on this week, and that's Jimmy and Nora White. And then also here, we'd like to wish Thomas Walker a happy birthday, and Mr. Don Cherry, we'd like to wish him a happy birthday from his family, wife and his son, Wendell, and let's see, we had a couple of people call in for Ricky Lee Short, and we had a different ones, I think. Hopefully I got all the names on here, or all the folks. I know it was from mother and daddy, daughter, and I think the daughter was Savannah because somebody else mentioned her name, and then also a son. So we had just a whole bunch of folks that were wanting to wish Ricky Lee Short a happy birthday. I believe that was... I guess maybe it's a day. I'm not sure. But and then also we had a number of celebrations in Paul and Christine Strong family. Of course, Paul Cricket Strongs, everyone knows him. His wife Christine called in to wish her sister Janie a happy birthday on the 6th. And then it looked like it's his birthday on the 7th. And they're celebrating their 63rd anniversary on the 8th today. So they've got a whole bunch of celebrating to do. And like I said, two birthdays and a 63rd wedding anniversary. And then also we got a call in wishing a happy birthday to Rinaldo Smith from his mother, from his grandpa Johnny, his brothers, sisters, and all of those folks, they like to wish Rinaldo a happy birthday. And then Cody Ballard, a happy birthday. His birthday is today, and it's from his mother, Ava. So we'd like to wish all of those folks a happy birthday and anniversary. And we'll get out our non-computerized selection system here in a minute, and we will choose someone who will receive a certificate by going over by the Clay Chamber. And, Ray, I think we still got some over that haven't been claimed yet, haven't we, a few of them?
I believe there are, yes.
We need to get a list of those one of these days and just read them off as a list and say, folks, come get you ice cream or Ray and I are going to eat it. And we might let Doug have maybe one little slice.
We'll I share. Won't be on a diet. We'll share with him.
And we won't tell Wanda on him.
So. No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay, now let's get back to the Chamber, the successes. Some of the things that you're really, really proud of that the Chamber has been able to accomplish during your tenure there.
I think our initial success was probably one of the larger ones because it's going to keep paying dividends to this county for years and years to come, and that is becoming three-star certified. When I first started here in July of 2007, a lady from Cookeville, she was stationed in Cookeville. She worked for the state ECD people. And she came and explained to me what that three-star program is and why it's important. And she convinced me that it's a great investment for us. And when I say investment, I mean in people. It's volunteers from Clay County. And it took us, we now have been certified and recertified now for the 8th continuous year. Isn't that right, Doug?
Right.
And Doug is the director of 3-Star and has been doing an outstanding job. He spends, I would say, 40 to 50% of his time during the week working on 3-Star. He has the biggest office at the chamber. It's the conference room. And he gets a lot of people in there occasionally, too. But he's done an outstanding job. And Clay County has benefited immensely in terms of things that have happened. It's helped the chamber, it's helped the county, it's helped the city. And to that point, on certain types of grants that the city and county apply for, they get a discount on the match. And on these large grants like for water or sewer, which, you know, could be $500,000 or higher, I think they knock off, it's a 3 or 4%.
4%.
4% reduction on the match. And that's huge. That's tens of thousands of dollars. So over years, this adds up a lot of money. In addition to that, the three-star program itself has grant money. Do you want to go into that, Doug?
Well, let me know something. Where did our grants before that? I think that they came through the development district, which they still come through, but I think three-star moved us up in the pecking order maybe a little bit. And where we were considered for grants, because we had in the process of getting the three-star program started here. Doug, if you wouldn't have finished that.
The development district consists of the various counties and municipalities in the Upper Cumberland area in writing grant proposals and then administering the grants and the whole ball of wax. But not all of them. That doesn't prevent a county from going after grants on their own. And the first grant that we went after was a downtown grant. It was a small grant, it's $15,000, but it was directly for merchants. We've talked about that on the radio show before, for them to do improvements to their exterior of their buildings. And they probably, in our first round, they did far beyond $15,000 worth, far beyond their match. And then we did that was a 50-50 match. And then we got another downtown grant for even more money, $25,000, I think. And it started out being 50, and then it went to 75%. And so if you look at downtown Salina, it's there because a lot of the improvements have been made because of those grants that we went. And on that last one, we did get the support of the Upper Cumberland Development District on it. Most of these things have been around for a long time. The three-star program has been in place for, I think, about 35 years now. And when Ray came on board, he talked with me, and we decided that we'd just see what we could do with this kind of thing. And we jumped in and started looking for volunteers and got a lot of them and did a lot of good stuff. And now, when Ray came on board, Clay County was a distressed county. That's a level recognized by the Appalachian Regional Commission. They look at every county in the nation and then rank them according to economic conditions, unemployment, all of those things. And Clay County was a distressed county. That's the bottom row. We're no longer a distressed county. We've moved up a notch.
Which is good and bad, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because now this governor is really looking at these distressed counties and pouring the grant money to them. And so it's a disadvantage right now to have moved up. But we're happy that we have moved up, but we're still at risk. But that's moving up a notch. Then the state has a ranking program as well. They have a tiered system. There were three tiers, and they've added a tier. And Clay County is no longer on the bottom there. Actually, Clay County is a Tier 3 county now, and Overton County is a Tier 4. We're actually ranked above Overton County. Now, that sounds hard to believe, but that's done with the numbers, and the state knows what they're doing. They're looking at per capita income, they're looking at unemployment, they're looking at a lot of different factors in that formula, and we came out in a Tier 3 county. Just this past summer, it was noted that our sales tax collections were up as much as 20% over last year in just 1 year. But that may be a result of something that a lot of people just hadn't noticed. Most people have noticed now that we have a new barbecue in Moss. We have a new convenience market in Moss, and we have a dollar store in Moss. They've noticed those, but they really don't notice some other things that are happening. We have totaled up, and we think right now we're trying to validate these numbers, but from what we've seen thus far, there could be as many as 24 new businesses that have opened in the last 12 months, we think. And it could be the last 18 months, but we think that those have opened in the last 12 months. And in addition to that, we've had several of our existing businesses that have renovated or expanded, and that makes for better situations as far as retail is concerned and as far as employment is concerned. And in addition to that, there are other things being talked about now, maybe a new automatic car wash or an ice distribution center, a bakery, maybe a new automobile garage and a used car lot, and even a taxi service has been mentioned. So we've got several things like that in the works. But these things didn't happen, were not happening when Ray came on board 9.5 years ago, and we've had his cooperation and certainly all the volunteers, the three-star steering committee and the many volunteers that have contributed to three-star and the ECD board. Now, Ray and I attended a meeting just this week. The three-star program is changing, and they ran out some of the changes, and it's going to take some legislation in January to make some other changes, but we're just hanging on to see what those changes look like. But I think we were pretty well assured that it's still going to be good for Clay County. There's going to be some good economic and community development go on in the three-star program. We're just going to have to look at it and adjust and do it the way that we have to do it because of the new rules and regs. We attended a meeting, Ray, not too long ago where the person running the meeting said that a lot of jobs have been created during the current administration of Governor Haslam, but 90% of those jobs have been created within 10 miles of the interstate. And what's happening to us here is if you watch the new road 4-lane coming out of Livingston, man, they are in high gear. There, every day you go through, you see progress. And I have a feeling that before long we'll have a 4-lane to the interstate.
That was a former governor's, how many, 20 years ago?
Yes,
maybe?
Governor
that
McCorkle.
That was one of his promises was, yes, that each county seat would have a 4-lane access to an interstate. And
that helps in two ways. One, it helps with being able to get our products out, and that allows us to maybe get more industry in and create jobs here. But it also helps our workers get to that 90% at the interstate, to those jobs.
Well, you know, a lot of companies, I know when the Dell company moved in, I think, of course, they've downsized in Tennessee, but when they first came in, one of their requirements was that if you supplied anything, because no company anymore warehouses and stocks any type of supplies to build anything with. They want someone like here in Salina to provide those supplies, but they want it to where you can have them on their loading docks within no more than 3 hours. And that's one of the things that this 4-lane is really going to make a difference, because, like I said, you've got to be able to get it. We're never going to get that big plant. We all know that's going to hire 1,000 people. But we can find things where we can hire 30, 40 people and build something for the big companies, can't we?
And there's more insurance, for lack of a better word. I would much rather have 20 companies that had 50 people as to have one company with 1,000. You're putting too many of your eggs in one basket.
Right. We went through that, didn't we?
Yes,
we had the one major industry,
right,
and we were kind of fat and sassy, weren't we? We thought that was going to be here forever, and we'd never have to worry about anyone in Clay County that wanted a job, they could come get it. Changed, though, didn't it?
And it's still changing.
There's very few things that are forever.
Yeah.
Globalization and robotization are two things that's really hurting us. We think that all of our jobs have gone somewhere else, and that's not necessarily true. This automation or robotization, whatever you want to call it, is creating a situation where they don't need as many workers as they used to. One other thing, when Ray came on board, we did not have any kind of a regional organization that tied the chambers of commerce together. And we were able to put together an organization to do just that. It's the Upper Cumberland Chamber Executives Association, and Ray has served as the president of that organization since the very beginning. And that's been now, Ray, I guess, about 4 or 5 years.
It's been a while.
And that organization now meets on a regular basis, and they can discuss the problems they're having in their county. And we've had several of them to come to Clay County to see what we're doing, and we've been able to go to their county to see what they're doing.
Well, Doug, I think maybe you and I participated in something that helped start this type of feeling, the old Exceed program.
Yes.
Where we put together a grant that involved, I think, 11, maybe, were there, I think there was 11 schools involved in it, and the county mayors from how many counties do we have that cooperated in that? Six, eight of them?
Yeah, I guess so, in the beginning.
And I think that's the first time that there's ever really been any type of economic endeavor where all of the county executives, and they got to meet at a kind of a neutral site, didn't they, on something that really wasn't any competition between the counties. And I think from things like that, they found out that there were lots of mutual things that they could help each other with without trying to be so competitive, and the old attitude, if I don't get it, I don't want you to have it.
And I think that's what's happened with the Chamber of Commerce directors now, and that's kind of pulled the elected officials in too. And I think now we're looking more at regional development than we are just individual development, where we can get jobs in this Upper Cumberland area benefits all of us.
Okay, let's take another little short break. They keep telling me we've got to make money with this, at least so we can stay on the air for our hour. So let's take a little short break again, and we'll come back with a wrap-up here in a minute, and we'll give away a birthday cake. But right now, let's get in a pause for the cause, I think I used to hear someone say. So this will be one of those pauses for...
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
All right, everybody in the car. Let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Blast off. We just got a countdown. We're back. And I guess we're working on a blast from the past this morning, aren't we? But Doug was talking to us about some of the things going on. Doug, if you want to, and then I think we've got something else that's coming up here in the future we need to talk a little bit about.
One grant we didn't really talk about was when Ray first came on board, he was able to get a grant from USDA to renovate or remodel or just about reconstruct the Chamber of Commerce. If any of you remember, at one time that was a Kaiser Frazier dealership. I think it was a John Deere dealership, a Chrysler, Crep Plymouth dealership, and it had gotten in a pretty bad state of repair.
Hey, can I throw something in here?
Yes.
There is a gentleman over in Livingston who has a Plymouth sedan from the 1940s that was purchased over here from Bilbrey and Grace Chrysler Plymouth dealership, and he brought it over a while back to get a picture in front of the chamber where his car was originally bought new. So go ahead with that.
Well, once we got that renovation, then we had a really nice meeting place, and we have lots and lots of people to stop by the Chamber of Commerce asking questions, asking for directions, whatever, and then we have all the different agencies coming by to work with bringing us their program to Clay County, and now we have a nice place to receive them and put Clay County's best foot forward, so to speak, and having a nice place to work. Another accomplishment I think Ray's had, he's also been able to get a grant from the USDA to do a strategic plan. So we're in the process right now. It's just about completed. We'll be getting that final publication right soon, and they have done a very comprehensive strategic plan for Clay County to kind of chart our way for the next several years.
And this is the first one that they've done in the Upper Cumberland, and they're already getting interest from other counties to go down that same road. So hopefully, if all the counties in the Upper Cumberland can warm up to making a strategic plan, your chances of being successful are better if you plan far in advance.
Well, we need to look far in advance. We'd like to leave good memories behind when we do move along. Doug, I know an event over Tennessee Tech, we've got a few minutes. You want to talk about that just a little bit?
Yeah, I can talk about that. This is the Tech Ready Conference. We've been doing this is our fourth or fifth year that we've had this conference at Tech. I work part time at Tech, and this right now is my project. And we have lined up for on January the 13th for our conference, and we're hoping for no snow. We always hope for that in January. And we have lined up three commissioners, state commissioners right now, the Commissioner of Agriculture, the Commissioner of Environment and Conservation, the Commissioner of Labor and Workforce Development. We had the Commissioner of Economic and Community Development lined up, and we had to change her date, and then that conflicted with another date he had, so we'll try to pick him up next year. And this conference has presentations for those commissioners, and it also has all the agency heads, like the Upper Cumberland Development District, USHRA, Upper Cumberland, or the USDA, ECD, all these different agencies that have tools that can help the counties, whether it be services or grants or whatever. There's a lot of services out there available, and you've got to make contact with them, you've got to work with them, and they can really help Clay County, and they've just done, these different agencies have just done a fantastic job in the past few years in assisting Clay County with many things. Another item on the agenda over there this time will be strategic planning. Mark Farley with the Upper Cumberland Development District is going to make a presentation, and I'm sure that Clay County is going to be his star, because he just got through doing the strategic plan in Clay County, so Clay County will be right on the front burner there. For the last couple of years, we've been able to take about 20 Clay County high school students over, and then a lot of three-star people who've been active in three-star and local officials. And once again, if you're interested in doing some volunteer work, or you're a local elected official, or you just might want to get your toe in the water and find out what this is all about, if you'll drop by the chamber and let Ray know, or after January the 1st, let Kevin know, and we'll see if we can get you free admission to this conference. It'll be, again, January the 13th, and it's crammed full of good things for Clay County.
And I think in the past Tech Readies, we've offered them all, haven't we?
We have. Every year that we've had it, we've had more people there from Clay County than any other county in the Upper Cumberland, and that's important. On one occasion, this was year before last, I think, one of the agency heads called that to the attention to the entire group, the fact that Clay County had turned out, Clay County was interested in improving, and, you know, those guys that run these agencies, they want to find people that's going to make them look good, so if they see some county that's really, really trying, they're going to really, really try to help them. So it really helps Clay County when we get a good turnout over there. We'd like to see our county commissioners or city councilmen, local elected officials turn out in mass for that, and others if they'd like to start working in economic and community development in Clay County, come on out, find out what it's about. We'll work with you.
Okay, and once again, I want to remind everyone that we do have our Christmas program coming up Saturday at 7 p.m. Admission's $5. And this is, we don't make a whole lot of money off of it, because we spend a little bit of money every year decorating the courthouse, and we like to for people to look at the grand old lady here and feel the pride that I know everyone in Clay County does with this building. And really appreciate all the support for the activities that we have going on around the courthouse, with our mistletoe market last week, with our local merchants, with the shop local thing we had. We had the open houses, all those things. And, folks, those are the things that are responsible for this increase in our sales tax, not only the new people, but getting folks into the new places. I know we've always said that, we have the tourists coming through here, but we don't get the money we need from them, so we got to give them a reason to be here, and I think we're doing that. Let's see, we're getting ready to wind down. I get this way every week. We get in the rush at the end. Junior Brannon is the winner of today's cake. Ray drawed his number out, so it looked like his final act maybe is going to be drawing out a birthday cake. No, hopefully he's got some weeks left, and maybe there'll be some big breakthroughs here this past few weeks. These last few weeks, and he'll leave in a blaze of glory. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Doug, for being here with us this morning. And once again, until we meet you again here next week at the same time, same place, on your radio dial at 101.5 Kicks Country, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and listen to us at 6 o'clock tonight.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.